John Brown is the director of the jazz program at Duke University and has made his name in the jazz world for years alongside his double bass. But recently, he teamed up with Nina Freelon to do work on a different sort of project, a Christmas album, which has been receiving rave reviews and was on the shortlist for a Grammy nomination. It seemed the appropriate time of year to sit down with him to talk about it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, for the last month, it's been very hard to drive in a car and not hear Christmas music. We're in that time, and we're really in that time this week, where it's inescapable. I wonder what it was that made you want to do another Christmas album when we're already so full of Christmas music.
That's a great way to put that. Yes, yet another Christmas album. Our approach to this is really is founded in a place of joy.
And many of the songs on this album, they aren't necessarily original songs. They're the songs that we've been hearing our whole lives, the standards, the classic Christmas songs. But they certainly sound different the way that you've done them, because what has happened is you have this gigantic big band behind you producing this incredible sound. And then you also have Nina Freelon doing these remarkable vocals. What did you want to accomplish? What type of sound did you want to bring to this Christmas album?
Well, you're exactly right. We picked material that really resonates with people. There are some things that just make you feel at home, that give you the comfort of the season. And it's true, there are many compositions that just go right along with it. For some people would say, you know, if I haven't heard I'll Be Home for Christmas or Silent Night or whatever your song, it's not Christmas, it's not the holidays until I hear these pieces. And we decided that we were going to take that material, which is tested, tried and true, and show how we're inspired to say something different about them.
One of the songs that I actually hadn't heard before, I've heard, I think, everyone but this, is a song called Swingle Jingle Bells, which holds some importance to you. What's the story behind this song?
Absolutely. Swingle Jingle Bells. The name alone just kind of gets you into jazz idiom, right? We have a great friend who recently passed away named Frank Foster. For those who don't know Frank Foster, he was a tenor saxophonist, composer, arranger, and was really instrumental in making the Count Basie organization what it was and what it is. He is the person who took over after Basie passed away and contributed many compositions to that band. Anyway, over the years, Nina and I both became really close with Frank, and he wrote this arrangement. And this is particularly special for us to have a chance to record this music and lead the record its first, because it really is a tribute to a great, great, great musician who I believe never really got his due.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Swingle Jingle Bells. About that song, you hear the Count Basie influence. You don't really know what's going to happen in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, there it is. There's that big orchestra, just like the Basie orchestra behind it.
That's right. That was a real influence on me, and I know on Nina. And as you mentioned before, having that many musicians, 18 people in a room, everybody's focused on making that sound together is really, really quite powerful.
Over fields we go.
You are a bass player, but on this album, you have a number of albums, you've done a lot of concerts, but this album, you made your vocal debut.
Yes. we wanted to have fun with it. Like I said, this comes from a place of celebration and a place of fun. And, you know, over the years, as Nina and I have been really good friends, I played in her band full time for years. I have been caught singing. And whenever I get caught, I say, no. But she pushed me to do this. So we, in fact, this is my vocal debut in addition to everything else.
We're talking about the song Baby It's Cold Outside, which is one of those classic standards where you know that there's this female voice and this male voice, and both play these important parts. And you know when you start the song and you start to hear that female voice that the male voice is going to come in, and it's you this mm-hmm. time. So let's hear your vocal debut on Baby It's Cold Outside.
All right.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my ice. Mother will start to worry.
Oh, beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the
come over
floor.
Here, come listen to this fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Well, you have a good voice for it.
Thank you.
The song sounds like it was made for you.
Oh, well, we certainly try to make it our own.
Will you be doing more vocal? Why not?
I'm toying with the idea. The record and that track in particular has been really well received, and there are people in my ear about making a vocal record. So we'll see. You never know what tomorrow might bring.
One of the other standards on this album is I'll Be Home for Christmas, which I can't say that I care much about Christmas music, but when I hear this song, I think it's just about the saddest thing that I've ever heard. It's a terribly sad song.
It's true.
And then I heard your version, and I couldn't understand what was going on because you throw it on its head. Mm-hmm. It's no longer this sad song that I think we all, you know, associate with it.
Right.
Before we hear it, what did you want to do with this song?
Well, I wanted to certainly distance it from the war. You know, we're coming home from the war, I think is what that's about. And like I said, this the theme that is the tie that binds all these pieces together is celebration. And to say for those who have been away or for those who live away that I'll be home for Christmas, there again, you're connecting that place of home, that place of comfort and warmth and safety that is really a part of what celebrating the holiday is all about. And it's true. I mean, there's some beauty, certainly not to knock all the previous versions of this, because they do have meaning and they do tug at your heartstrings and they are part of the fabric of this holiday. But this is a celebration, and the music going home to New Orleans, which is, you know, sorry for giving it away, but the feel that we have is the music is going home to New Orleans. And just like we go home to our respective homes, we're bringing it home with the second line feel and celebrating being home for Christmas.
Well, here's I'll Be Home for Christmas, the least sad version that you've probably ever heard. Be Home for Christmas. I wonder if you, after doing this album, have a new appreciation for all those Christmas songs that I'm sure you've been hearing your whole life.
Oh, I do. This is, and to quote John Hendricks, he talks about old wine in a new bottle. It's the same thing, and they're the same messages, but as I say, they're presented in a different way. And we've already found that people are accessing the music differently, and they think, you know, when you hear a version of a song and you hear it kind of done that same way over and over again, when you hear the same song done a different way with a fresh take on it, it really does bring new life. It really draws you in a way that the older versions don't. Meaning the same thing, but Breathing New Life, which, again, plays a part of that whole fun and celebration that means everything about the holiday to us.
Well, it's a great album. Thanks for coming in, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
You can find out more about John Brown's Christmas album, which is just called Christmas, on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.